This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with the president of the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, Will Clark, and Blue Rapids Action Team member, Lonnie Johnson. I first sat down with Will Clark to talk about the Blue Rapids Match Day that will be happening this weekend, September 14th through the 16th.
Match Day is, I think it's 72 hours, and our actual day, Match Day, where we're taking stuff in person, is going to be on the Monday the 16th. And it's going to run, I think we're running from, 7:30 maybe or something in the morning up to 3. I'd have to check those numbers for sure. And I know there will be a lunch provided if you want to come in during those days. And the BR Community Action Team is putting that on to help raise some money there as well for their organization.
Will explain to me what Match Day is and what Match Day will help do for the Blue Rapids community.
So Match Day is an annual event we have in Blue Rapids for our community foundation. And a lot of the organizations that fall underneath that umbrella are things like our community action team that helps improve our city, our chamber, who hosts a lot of the social events throughout the year that everybody's come to love and enjoy. And it gives us a chance to get some donors to donate money towards those funds to keep those happening year after year.
Will then goes on saying that Match Day has been here for its fifth year and that the foundation secured more money from the Patterson Group again this year.
So I think this is going to be our fifth year, and we were able to secure another $70,000 in match money from the Patterson Group this year again, as we did last year. I guess up to $70,000, depends on what we get throughout match day or the match days. There's also online options that you can get on before that, that they'll open up a few days before that prior.
Will goes on to talk about his hopes and goals going into match day, and he hopes to exceed last year's numbers.
My hopes is that we'll exceed last year's number. I think we did pretty well. We were able to obtain the whole 70,000. I think our goal we kind of set for ourselves this year was to try and hit 110,000 this year, which was, I think, a 3 or 4% increase over last year's number. So that's what we're shooting for, and hopefully we get there.
I then sat down with Lonnie Johnson, who is a big part of the Blue Rapids community on the Blue Rapids Action Team. We talked about many different things, including how the pop-up event on August 24th went.
Pop-up event turned out great. We enjoyed all the people that come in and that enjoyed the town, we hope, and everything was good.
We also talked about how many people showed up and if he'd like to do this kind of event again next year, if he could.
We'd like to do it every year.
We then switched subjects to talk about two future events happening in Blue Rapids. The first event we talked about was the Fireman's Fall Festival and when it is.
The Fireman's Fall Festival is they bring in a band and Marshall County Arts Cooperation lines that part up. They have a feed. And I'm not sure. I think it may be hamburgers this year. And that money goes to the firefighters. And they have a beer garden also to raise money for the fire department. That is September the 28th.
There are also other things to do during this festival, along with some bounce houses.
Yeah, they have bounce houses for the kids and stuff like that. And it's a total of two bands also, by the way, not just one. But they have bounce houses for the kids and stuff, games to play, bonfires in the evening.
Lonnie says this festival brings in quite a few people every year.
Yeah, yes. There's, again, it's another 100, 200 people event.
The other event that is coming up in Blue Rapids is Arbor Day. And Lonnie thinks the tree board is doing a fantastic job with the trees in Blue Rapids.
Arbor Day, of course, is about trees. Blue Rapids, especially this year, Blue Rapids has agreed to start an arboretum here in Blue Rapids. And so Arbor Day will probably kick off that project. And the Arboretum is in the match week, the match day this year. So we're looking forward to Arbor Day and some new trees. And the tree board here at Blue Rapids is doing a fantastic job with that.
And there are a few people that come to this event, but not as much as the other events.
There's a few people, the people that's interested in the trees and stuff like that, but it's not as big as others.
I would like to thank Will Clark and Lonnie Johnson for being the guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you'd like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.